We've been spending the morning remembering the life and legacy of Barbara Bush, 92, passed away yesterday here at her home in Houston. Word is that she was sipping bourbon and holding the hand of the man that she loved when she passed away. Here in Houston, one of my very good friends and a very good friend of our entire show is Dan DeArmond. Dan actually was part of the campaign staff back in 1988 with both George and Barbara Bush. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, everybody.
I heard that you were sipping a bourbon last night also.
I did. If it's good enough for her, it's good enough for me.
Right.
What were some of your favorite? I mean, you got there. Everybody can see on television that it appears from the outside that they had one of the greatest love stories of all time. Was that how it was behind the scenes, too?
It really was. And I think, you know, a lot of people have talked about it over the years, but she truly was the rock of the family. Sure, he was the president and their son was president, but make no mistake about it, she ran that family.
Yeah.
And this was a family that had a lot of successes, but also some failures as well. And I think that the center of the family, things are always easier when things are going well, but there are times where it doesn't go as well. How would you say Barbara was when those times of crisis hit the family?
You know, that whole family, as we all know, living in Houston, it was very, very strong. And they, as you mentioned, they've all went through personal as well as political challenges, you know, over their lives and their career. But their faith got them through it. Their family got them through it. They leaned on each other. And I think that's what made them a unique couple and a unique family and a unique story.
Now, Dan, you started working for this campaign when you were younger, and you spent a lot of holidays and things away from your family. Why don't you tell us how Barbara Bush took care of you during those times?
Well, I did. I was a young pup just out of college, 22, 23 years old. I was fortunate enough to be asked to be part of the traveling staff. I traveled on the press plane that carried all the national media that covered the campaign back in 1988. She and President Bush both, particularly her, really treated all of us as an extended members of their family. They truly treated us as family members. And I can't tell you the number of times we'd get off the plane at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning after going, you know, all three time zones and five states in one day. And we'd be in the staff office at 11 o'clock at night or midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. And she'd come up and look at me and she goes, "When's the last time you called your mother?" And so she insisted that we do that. And they really, really, truly cared for us because we're sacrificing our personal time and lives to be with them to help elect him, which we were fortunate enough to do.
We're talking with Dan DeArmond. He's now the executive director of the American Cancer Society. Worked for the George Bush campaign in 1988, which he likes to always say was the one that won. had
sure
a very good relationship over the course of many years with Barbara Bush, as we remember her this morning. Dan, what was one of your favorite memories with Barbara?
One of the things that was fun for me, real quick story. We all, I think, have seen the clips of Dana Carvey doing the impersonation of former President Bush from Saturday Night Live. Long story short, I was in the staff office at 11 o'clock one night on some coast, and I got a call from NBC saying that in a few minutes, Dana Carvey is going to be doing an impersonation of the vice president. We wanted to let you all know that that was going to happen. We all gathered around to watch that, and then Dana started doing his spiel. Mrs. Bush looked at me and said, "Get that off the air right now." And George, the president, he would do is, "Oh, Barr, it's fine. Just sit down." but I mean, that's something that it was just a special moment because it shows the fierce loyalty that she has towards him and towards their family.
Dan, thank you so much. We really appreciate you sharing it with us this morning. We'll all have a bourbon today for Barbara.
There you go. Thank you all for calling.